Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Mightily moving, thoroughly moving, mightily moving by his Spirit. He has thoughts of goodness towards all of us. He has a great and wonderful plan for all of us. Get in on the living plan of God. And you do that by taking his word seriously. Receive it in your heart and do what the word says do. This will bless you in every way of life. He doesn't want us to miss out on what's going on in heaven. See, there's a great and mighty move of God in heaven. There's a campaign. There's a campaign of life. A plan that God made among his people. He loves his people, and he's using his people to help people understand the living word of God. He called willing souls, sometimes the most unusual people, to preach his word. And some of them are effective. Some of them, they fill their heart with his word, and they walk out the plan of God for their life. They live it. And they do it before people. They do what's not popular. They love everybody when it's not popular to love everybody. You know, I love the love of God. God, he thinks of everything. That's why I know he thinks of everything. Because when you cooperate with him, you learn who he is. If you're not going to cooperate with him, it's going to be harder to know who he is and how he operates. He wants us to walk in the same love that he shed abroad in us. He wants us to know him. He wants us to go forward. He wants us to live. He wants us to do the mighty works just like Jesus did. Just like Jesus did. That's why he made us joint heirs with Christ. Now, everything that he's doing is to help us. When it's all over, when God is done judging the world, Christ is reigning, when we go to heaven, we will know that God did everything possible to get us there. And we're going to understand that he put things in motion that could not be reversed to help us out, to help us live. He watched out for us when we were not watching out for ourselves. Now, this is the kind of love that Jesus gave us. Jesus laid his life down at the Father's will. He obeyed God just to save us in the first place. And everything he did worked for us. He did a mighty work. He was willing and obedient to love us, to die for us, to take on. If you ever get concerned about whether it's God's will for you to be here, just consider what Jesus did for you. They beat him until he didn't look like a man. Every part of his body was hurt. He purchased your right to be healed. And if he didn't do that, you'd be saved and you wouldn't be healed. See, the devil he thought he had him. And he stirred up evil men to hurt him. He couldn't kill him. Satan did his worst and it still didn't kill him because there was no sin in him. He laid his life down just for you. They beat him. They hung him on the cross. They put the nails in his hands and feet. But none of that killed him. He laid his life down. And they thought that they killed him. And it was at the order of the priest. Now, when you go back and study the scapegoat and the Old Testament things, everything was done in order. Now, Jesus loves us. And that's the kind of love. He's the model of the love of God towards us. And we're going to go out and love people just like he did. We're going to lay our life down, put our plans on hold to help get other people saved. We're going to obey the Father's will that they may live too. So you're going to have to go and work and take care of your family and all these wonderful things. And you're going to have time to enjoy life. But a portion of your life will be spent doing what God wants you to do. And some people, God gave them a plan. And some people, we assist others doing. See, it's one body. It's not a competition. And that's why that's how the enemy, Satan, gained a foothold in the church through competition. A lot of preachers are in competition with each other. And they try to steal each other's members. All this foolishness. We're supposed to operate like a body. And when we do, God can bless us. When we don't, we restrict the blessings of God on our lives. We're not supposed to start insurrections in the body of Christ. We're supposed to network and help each other do God's will. But it's just not that way in many cases. But as the church is growing, until Christ comes back, people will learn more and more. And those that do know the Lord, those that love God, they're going to do better and better. And they're going to be more mature. See, while you're trying to be mature, the enemy is trying to divide and conquer. But the more we unify by obeying God and doing His word and loving our brother as ourselves, according to the love of God, then we can prosper. God can build on that kind of life. Recently, the Lord taught me about seeking. He brought me back to that scripture. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these wonderful things will be added to you. See, the kingdom of, if you seek first the kingdom, you're going to have vision for what you have to do. You're going to be able to do things that normally could not be done. And when you seek first His righteousness, you're going to have foundation that God can build on. God can't build on a ragged foundation. Now, a man can attain levels of success even if he don't pray and ask the Lord to help him. We're still made in God's image. We still have much wisdom going on. But what I'm talking about is a perfect work, a blessing, the ability to go forward and not backwards. The ability to overcome every obstacle and be directed into the most prosperous form of life there is. If you follow the Lord your God, if you seek Him out, my friend, you can do this. Now, we've been talking about the real Jesus. When you really study what Jesus had to say and learn His word and do His word, it's much greater than what people are used to. It's more than what you can expect. When you do His word, you may not see how far it's going to. You can't see how far it's going to go from your position. When you're just starting to obey God's word, it's a blessing. You're at peace because it's life. Just keep following the peace. Do the things that God has given you to do. It's working. See, faith is always on. It's always active and it's always current. Faith is now. You turn the lights on in your home and the lights stay on. Well, when you believe on Jesus Christ, that light stays on. That's your faith. It stays on from the moment you first believe and forever. So when you put something in motion, you activate heaven. You can't see that. You can't see the activity of heaven. And this goes for every soul. And sometimes people hit and miss. Most people hit and miss. They'll believe God when they have a serious need. They the word that they receive, they speak it. Heaven is activated. They pray for their children. They pray for their wife. They pray for people that's about to die. And then heaven is activated. Jesus already paid for their healing. But their faith takes away the limits of this world, the limits of the body, and change the facts in our bodies. And some people lose. They don't press the issue. Or they look at the circumstance more than God. And people don't like to admit that, but that's precisely what happens. And sometimes the person you're praying for will give up. And God won't go back past their will. I understand. They're in so much pain that they want to just go on to be with God. They can't see an exit. But the word of God will help you see that you won this fight. And, you know, I understand. I've been in pain before. I felt so bad. I didn't know if I'd live before. I felt like I couldn't get. I understand. It's not when you are believing God and you don't master something, don't be ashamed. Because you're trying to win. It's just like being shot on the battlefield. You're a mighty soldier, and then you get hit, or you step on a grenade. That, you know, you didn't mean to do that. You didn't set out to get killed, but in battle, people die. I have life insurance because I have children dependent on me. And now, you know, this is, ministry is war. It's warfare. Because, and people die. If you can do better. But don't be ashamed if things don't go the way you thought they would. But in Christ, you can have all that he gave you. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And this there to be a blessing. If you hear something that stands out and you want to hear it again, you can. newlivingletters.com. These broadcasts are on the Living Letters, on the audio four page on newlivingletters.com. Now, people struggle with things. They win, they fail, they get back up, they do it again. And I know what it's like to feel like you're at the end of your rope. One time I said, "Lord, I'm at the end of my rope." He said, "You're not at the end of your rope, you're at the beginning of your future." Because he's still standing right there with me. And I kept believing God for my need, and I got it. Now, there's no pressure. You believe on Jesus Christ, you win. You believe, you take his word at face value and stand on it, you got what God promised you. If you don't win the way you thought you would, or if you don't succeed like you intended to, keep learning of God. If you pray for somebody and they die, you did your best. If you minister to people and they still mess up, you did what you were supposed to do. If you attempted to do what's right, and things didn't go work out the way you wanted to, you still did what you could do. If you tried to save your marriage and it ended in divorce, you did what you knew to do. You can't be expected to know everything. But what I'm saying, if you go in God's presence and listen to his word and take him at his word, he can show you how to do what you do. He will help you. But he do not cross people's wills. He won't go against a person's will. If they won't get saved, or if they won't listen, or if they won't change their heart, then God can't make them. Jesus even said, let those that be righteous still, and let those that be filthy still. They have a right to do. They can choose whatever they want. We don't want our children to choose what's filthy. We don't want our spouse to choose what's filthy. Unless you're filthy. Filthy people like filthy things. That's how it is. God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. If you do what's of the devil, then that's of the devil. That's the kind of spirit you like. You don't want to be that way. You want to go forward in him, in Christ. Now, as we go forward in Christ, we have the results of going forward in Christ. And some people hate it. Some people love it. Some people are interested. But as you go forward in him, it's going to work. People will fail you. But that's not the end of the story. In life, as you go forward in him, you can have what Jesus said you can have. You can have it. All of it. Many times people, they desire to win in life. They desire to go forward and not lose. I'm one of them. I don't want to lose anything to the world. and I want to win all my battles. Most of my battles, I won them, but it was not with flying colors. Some things were, some things weren't. Sometimes I actually failed. And it's grievous. You don't want to fail, but it's not over. God don't stop loving you when you fail or when people don't live or when people choose another path. You didn't fail. You can't do something about what other people choose to do. But God loves them too. Remember, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And that is true. When a person go to heaven, if their body is hurting and they pass, they go to heaven if they're in Christ. Now, if they're not in Christ, it's terrible. But most people in their right mind, when they know death is about, they want to pray then. They want to believe. If they heard the word correctly, they want to live. And it's in their best interest to believe on Jesus. But it still takes faith. It still takes faith. A proud man won't believe. And people that won't forgive, and people that won't love, their faith won't work. We have to go back to what the real Jesus said. Study what he said. And if you study what he said, as you do, you're going to learn that what he said works. And also, he loves you. He cares about you in every way of life. He's your friend, your best friend. Jesus is the best friend you can ever have, because God has the wisdom to love you more than anybody. He loves you. He loved you enough to die for you, to hurt for you, to take your pains. Jesus took that pain. Now, I mentioned how sometimes people give up the will to live because of the pain, and they can't see a way out. And I understand. I'm not putting anybody down. Jesus paid a high price for us to live. So if you live, if you decide I'm going to live, guess what? You're going to be in pain until you win. Preacher, that's a hard thing to say. See, when you go to be with the Lord, there's no more pain. But if you live, your body will get better, and eventually you're going to win. And eventually the pain will be gone. And you'll have a living testimony. You beat Satan up. You changed the course. You changed the facts in your body. And you did it before witnesses. Is it worth it? It sure is worth it. And it takes courage. It takes bravery. It takes endurance. It takes a lot of patience. See, when you believe on the Lord for anything, there is, in most cases, there's a duration. Now, God can do a miracle and restore everything at once. That can happen. But the covenant, God looks at the covenant. Do you look at the covenant? Do you break through in your praying? Sometimes you got to say, you know, the times that I broke through, every time I broke through in life, I kept saying, I'm going to do this. And I wouldn't let it go. Like a dog with a T-bone steak. He don't let it go. Even if it's hot off the grill, the dog will not let that steak go. He loves it. And he's holding on to it. That's how it is the times that I've had great success. When I want to know something that I didn't have the information for, I said, I'm going to learn this. I said, I don't know how. I said, Lord, I'm going to learn this. I claimed that I had the knowledge of God in that area. I asked the Lord for it. I claimed it as my own. And every day I pray and I'd ask the Lord to show me more about it. The Lord Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock. You don't have to go through life in the dark about anything. And you don't have to go through life in pain. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to receive a death sentence. Now, everybody that Jesus healed, they eventually died. You can finish the course of your life. Jesus gave you a choice. He's not going to make you believe on him for healing. That's up to you. Just like he don't make people believe on him for salvation. That's up to you. We pray for our loved ones that they'll get saved. We preach, we teach, we mentor, we encourage people, and we get on their nerves, and we don't give up on them, and we ask God to, we pray for them, we intercede. But it's still up to their will to believe on him as their Savior, or they won't pass the courts of heaven. That's just the way it is. See, when you minister the word of God, you're introducing people to life. You're saying, in every part of God's word that you preach or teach or share or and even live, you're introducing people to God. And information that they receive from watching your life, hearing you speak, hearing you teach or preach, it forms faith in their heart, even if they don't want it, even if they don't want it at the time. If their heart receives it as truth, it will become faith for them. And from there, the Holy Spirit has something to work with. But if they hear the word and they keep rejecting it, they see the word, they see you living a godly life, and they still put it off and make excuses, and they reject it, they spit it, it'll be as if they never had it. Because they made a choice to reject the word of God, the love of God towards them. But if they receive the word of God, if they receive it, it's going to become faith. And from there, the Holy Spirit can help them believe. Faith forms in the heart. And our faith stems from what we've heard, what we've seen. See, you can see people. That's why Jesus said, you're the light of the world, salt of the earth. Two things. You're the vision and the foundation. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we have vision and we have foundation. If you're the light of the world, you're supplying vision for others. If you're the salt of the earth, you live a life of integrity. You're the foundation. And sinners, even though they don't get saved at the time, when they see the activity of God being performed, it becomes their standard. And they feel bad about living a low life. And the heart of man wants God. Right off the bat, we're made in his image and we're attracted to his image. But the lust of other things entering in that entice us. See, enticement, that's being trapped by your desire. You kill the desire, the evil desire, you kill the temptation with it. And then you don't want it. You go right back to loving what's right. The wrong things in life leads to ultimate hatred, opposition against God. The loving things of God leads to maturity and the things that work right. We need the Lord. We need to know him. We need to understand. We need to grow. And we need to go forward and not backwards. And God loves us so much. When we receive his love, we receive his will. We receive his love, we receive his word. His word is his will. We receive the knowledge of God, the love of God. And it forms faith in our hearts. And there's nothing in this earth that can stop your faith. Nothing. Nothing. Satan has to bow down to it. You have authority over Satan. And you operating according to God's perfect will. Now, I said earlier that our faith, there's a duration. See, this is when you're believing, you set something in motion and it's forming. There's a duration of time. You have faith throughout the duration. And the more faith you have during the duration, the more peace you have. See, when you trust God, you have peace. When you're patient, you have peace. It's with it. When you're in faith, there's peace. Follow the peace. Stay in faith. It takes a long time to do something. Some things don't take that long. But watch this. Whether you're anticipating something or not, time happens. If you give up, if you cut the strings of your faith and let it float away like a balloon, you still got to deal with time. Why not keep the demand intact? If you have to, survive the duration. If you can't thrive in the duration, survive the duration. Stay in faith. I talked before about survival and thriving. Thriving is better. In survival mode, it's an uncomfortable way to live. But sometimes that's just what you have. You have to. It's better than dying. And it's better than losing. You can survive, and you can also thrive. You don't have to just survive this life all the time. And there are areas that you're strong in that you can actually thrive and survive at the same time. You may thrive in one area and survive another one. You may greatly thrive in one area and barely survive another area of life. But it's still better than dying. Some areas of life you may not be skilled at, but that's not your problem. Start studying the Word, and that part will pick up. You'll get stronger and more vibrant in that area. I'm saying these things not just to fill up airspace. It's true. I've experienced these things. I have thrived in one area and survived another. I have thrived in one area and failed in another. In the course of my life, I'm sure I've done it all. But nevertheless, God is with me. And every time I fail, I go ask questions. I say, Lord, how did I fail? What went wrong? But see, failure don't have to be complete. You may fail today, but pick it up tomorrow and continue going forward. And I thank God for His grace and mercy. And when you have mercy on other people, when you need it, God will have mercy on you, or others will have mercy on you. Mercy is when you don't give somebody the judgment they deserve, and grace is when God gives us the life that we really don't deserve. And we don't deserve salvation. God had grace on us, and He invited us to heaven, and we went. We went with Him. We believed on Jesus, and we get to live forever. And nobody else deserves it either. And when you tell people about heaven, they feel like you put them on the judgment stand. Nobody's judging you. Christ came to save your behind.